Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 141, verses 1 through 4 today. Psalm 141, verses 1 through 4. It says, O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. There's two things we're going to pull out from our passage for today as our challenge. The first one is this. Did you know that your prayers go up as incense before God? Look at Psalm 141 again, verse 2. It says, let my prayer be counted as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. When I read that, it reminds me of Revelation chapter 5. I'm going to take you to Revelation chapter 5. Listen to verse 8. It says, and when he had taken, this is Jesus, taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Listen to Revelation 8, verses 3 through 4. Revelation 8, starting in verse 3, another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. Did you know that our prayers go before God as a sweet-smelling incense before him? That's why when we see in the Old Testament that in the tabernacle and in the temple, they were to have incense burning continually before the Lord. And the Bible now tells us that our prayers are an incense that come before God. He's pleased with our prayers. He's pleased with the fact that we turn to him and look to him at all times. And I'm going to ask you, does God enjoy your conversations with him? Are your prayers an opportunity to raise your hands to him and turn to him and look to him and worship him? Do you understand that your prayer, may it be counted incense before God? Second thing I want to pull out from this passage is this. David also brings out that God will give you victory over temptation if you ask him to, if you turn to him first. Look at what he says again in verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil. So he's praying to God and saying, God, would you control whether or not I sin? I turn to you and I want your power, your victory over the enemy. I don't want to sin. I need your help. That's why, by the way, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, we see Jesus in teaching the Lord's Prayer. He says, as we pray to our Father who art in heaven, he says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. He teaches us when we pray to God to turn to God and say, Lord, you control whether or not Satan's allowed to tempt me. James chapter 1, verse 13 says, God tempts no one, and nor is he tempted by evil, and he doesn't tempt anyone. But he controls whether or not the tempter, Satan, is allowed to work in our lives. That's why in the book of Job, Satan says, well, I'm not able to do anything because you put a hedge around him. And then God controls whether or not the hedge is removed and how much. Did you know in 1 Corinthians 10:13, the scripture says, no temptation has seized you or overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Folks, are you under attack? God has allowed the attack for his purposes, and his purposes are multifaceted. One is to prove your faith genuine if you respond appropriately. It's also to strengthen you, to produce character, patience, hope, all these things. Satan's desire is to prove you false, but God's desire is to strengthen you through it. But he's also allowed these temptations, these trials, to have us turn to him. And that's why the Bible says we are to turn to God and say, God, just like I couldn't save myself and I needed you to save me, I can't live the Christian life, but you said you would through me, that you have begun the good work and you will finish it. I don't want to begin in the spirit and try to perfect myself in the flesh. And Lord, in this struggle against sin, keep me from evil. Guard my heart, guard my lips. I'm looking to you. I hope these two challenges today from this one passage have been a help. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.